Good morning and welcome. It's great to see you this morning, albeit a small crowd. We hope that we'll be able to answer questions that you have and give you some good information about community engagement at Cornell. My name is Krista Salit. I'm the Deputy Executive Director of the David Einhorn Center for Community Engagement. And before we get started, I'm just going to read a land acknowledgement for the lands that we are currently on. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaiakono. The Gaiakono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gaiakono disposition and honor the ongoing connection of Gaiakono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. This land acknowledgement has been reviewed and approved by the traditional Gaiakono leadership. I am excited to have the opportunity to introduce you to the David Einhorn Center. We are a new center, but we are not new to community engagement on Cornell's campus at all. In July, our two units came together to form the Einhorn Center. You may have heard previously of the Public Service Center and the Office of Engagement Initiatives. Those two units came together in July to form the David M. Einhorn Center. Between the two offices, we have over 35 years of experience in community-engaged learning and public service on Cornell's campus. We support student programs, curricular and co-curricular. We offer workshops and consultations. We provide funding opportunities for community-engaged work and curriculum. We work across the institution, both in student organizations, within student and campus life, and also in all of the colleges, to provide community-engaged opportunities for students and faculty, and provide both financial and technical support in both of those areas. Our center serves as a hub to connect students and staff and faculty with lots of opportunities, and to create a community around community engagement to help lift up best practices in that area as well. I'm going to turn over the presentation to our three students, who will really be able to give you a much more firsthand experience of what it's like to engage in community engaged work on our campus. We have three students today, Grace Choi, Pearl Nye, and Sophia McComb, and they'll be able to really dig into some of these programs and then answer any questions that you have as well. We have a table out front with lots of materials, and we'll be there after the presentation to answer questions that you have. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the students now.
Hello and good afternoon. My name is Grace Choi, and I'm the student manager for Community Program Specialists at the Einhorn Center. Basically, we man the front desk and kind of help connect local students and faculty members and anyone who's looking for service opportunities to our Ithaca partners and other service opportunities they may find. So first, I will be talking about the community-engaged learning part of our center. So the Einhorn Center supports faculty in designing rigorous community-engaged learning courses that allow students to go beyond the classroom to connect theory and practice. So Cornell offers over 250 of these courses in every college and a variety of disciplines. Through these CEL courses, students collaborate with communities in Ithaca and around the globe to design, implement, and evaluate real solutions to real problems. These courses are as dynamic as their fields of study and challenge students to grow as global citizens. So for instance, personally, this semester I'm taking a class in the education department called The Art of Teaching. So in addition to the classroom component, this course is integrated a fieldwork component where we have students go out into Ithaca schools, whether they're elementary, middle, or high school, to assist teachers and also to learn from their interactions with teachers and students and to kind of reflect upon those experiences and discuss them in great detail within class settings once a week. And so personally for me, I'm not necessarily working in an Ithaca community, but Taking on that global approach, I'm currently tutoring students in South Korea who are trying to learn English. And so a few times a week, I will Zoom and then kind of teach them grammar and vocab and basic things like that. So if you're more interested in learning about community-engaged learning, you can visit einhorn.cornell.edu. And that website will have links to the complete list of these courses and what's offered in the spring versus the winter when you're kind of doing pre-enroll.
Long walk over, so. Hi everyone, my name is Pearl. I'm a junior in the ILR school. I'm originally from Queens, New York City, and I've actually been a part of what was previously known as the Public Service Center, I think like my orientation week of freshman year. So it's been a long time and I really care a lot about the Public Service Center and the Einhorn Center now. I'm gonna speak a little bit about student-run programs. And so, the Einhorn Center is home to over 30 student programs that address issues from human trafficking to deaf awareness, college access, and hunger relief, just to name a few issues. Each of these groups has a student leadership component that shapes the priorities, manages community partnerships, and implements programming. And so I have been a part of the translator-interpreter program, which is all the way on the bottom, also known as TIP, since my freshman year. And I actually have a slide that you guys can look at, and this is the structure of our program. And I'm showing this to you all as a demonstration of how we as students are really being able to form and structure these really thorough and amazing programs that are actively serving the community. So TIP trains bilingual and multilingual Cornell students, both undergraduate and graduate students, to serve as volunteer translators and interpreters within the community. So even during Zoom, when there was, we weren't allowed to be interpreting in person in the community, we were also still volunteering over Zoom because of COVID. So I'm part of the student executive board, and so it's been a really fulfilling opportunity for me to be able to think about and promote language equity and accessibility. There are individuals in our community and large groups of people that don't speak English as a first language. So as a program, we are really trying to bridge those language gaps and those cultural barriers, and we are promoting community and mutual trust. You know, students are here for 4 years, 6 years, but the needs remain and the needs will always be there. So it's also been really a great experience for me to learn how to be a leader and how to create a sustainable program that will remain here when students leave and will continue to serve community even when students are gone. I obviously have a sweet spot for TIP. So if you are interested in becoming a volunteer translator interpreter, we have full training sessions that are led by student board. And if you're interested in being student board, so I'm on the student board, I'm not a volunteer translator interpreter, but as a board member, you're making executive decisions on behalf of the program. You're learning a lot about how, you know, what is it like to work on a board of 10, 15 people? What is it like to communicate on large scale decisions? And those are also really skills that you absolutely do not get the opportunity to learn in the classroom. And so it's also in that way, gaining skills that are highly transferable and will be useful in any context. So I can't speak highly enough of the student-run programs, and of course, would love to continue to plug TIP. Next, I will also be speaking about the Certificate in Community Engaged Leadership. I am not part of this program, but have the honor of introducing it to you and speaking a little bit more about it. So for students who want to deepen their existing work on a social issue or with a community partner, their Certificate in Community Engaged Leadership is the place to develop those skills that you need to be an effective community engaged leader. Students in the certificate participate in a variety of leadership development workshops. They learn about and develop critical reflection skills. They work with peer mentors, and they have access to financial support for their community engaged projects. The certificate is a two-stage process involving a project with the student community partner of choice and culminates in a capstone with a small cohort of students to discuss and reflect on their engagement experiences and develop models of change. Their certificate allows for students to find community in like-minded individuals as well as grow as community engaged leaders. So if there are students here, if you're newly curious about the community engaged learning and models of social change, our 3-week Foundations of Community Engaged Learning is a great opportunity to join a small group of action-oriented peers wanting to explore building blocks for community engaged learning and reflect on social identities and mindsets for taking action. So again, I'm not part of it, but I have friends that are in this program and they really enjoy it and find it to be a really great experience throughout their Cornell career. So yeah, thank you.
Okay, so next I'm going to talk about community work study, and this is something I think is just, I think everyone should be in it. If you are eligible for community work study, it is amazing. I have benefited greatly from community work study, and basically the community work study at, the community work study program at Cornell enables Cornell federal work study students to work for nonprofit organizations, schools, and municipalities throughout Ithaca and Tompkins County. And so every year, more than 250 students are employed in work-study programs in the local community, funneling thousands of dollars into the local economy, providing students with unique employment opportunities, and creating vital relationships between students and local Ithaca and Tompkins County organizations. As you can see from this list of the various organizations and their logos, the diversity of organizations where students are employed is impressive and constantly growing. We have students working as tutors in the local schools, supporting revitalization efforts in our public parks and along the Cayuga Waterfront Trail. Specifically to highlight some students work also with a local reentry theater program and with Ithaca Reuse, which prevents valuable assets from entering the landfill by encouraging the reuse of building materials, electronics, and household goods. If you have work study or work study is part of your financial aid package and you're interested in working off campus, you can reach out to Nicole McPherson in our office who can help you walk through the whole process. If you go to the third floor of this building, that's where the Community Work Study Program is located. You'll probably find one of us CPSs at the front desk, and we'll be more than happy to direct you to Nicole who can help you figure out the Community Work Study process. Now I'm going to pass it over to Sophia to talk about grants and funding.
All right, thanks, Grace. Hi, my name is Sophia McComb. I'm a current junior in the Dyson School studying Applied Economics and Management, and I'm also on the executive board for the Community Partnership Funding Board, where I serve as the treasurer. So the Einhorn Center provides a variety of funding and award opportunities. While you've already heard about the Certificate for Community Engaged Leadership, which connects students to funding for their individual projects, additionally, the Einhorn Center offers several other grants and awards. The first grant and award is the Class of 64 John F. Kennedy Memorial Award. This is a $15,000 award given each year to a graduating senior interested in a career in public service. The JFK Award has had winners from every college, from engineers, scientists, policymakers, officers in the military, doctors, lawyers, teachers, and those entering government service. If there are any seniors in the room, the deadline this year is Thursday, November 18th, 2021. One of the student organizations housed at the Einhorn Center is the Community Partnership Funding Board, a student-run grant board that seeks to foster student leadership and social responsibility by encouraging students to take action against social inequities. CPFB assists students in developing grassroots community action projects, which administers grants up to $2,500 per grant. Each grant partners with a different student leader and community organization to implement change within the area. From our founding, we've worked with over 100 different community organizations throughout the Ithaca community and the United States, and are continuing to accept both applications to serve on our board, like me, and we have extended our grant deadline application until November 12th of 2021. The Maribel Garcia Award is given each year to a student making a remarkable and creative contribution to the community. This award is $250, and former winners include a student making invaluable contributions to the student program Veterans House, a founder of a program that provides mental health support to students with further cultural and language needs in Mandarin, and students that were involved members of their organizations, such as Cornell Elderly Partnership, Yours, and Men of Color Council. The Robinson and Appel Award goes to individuals or student groups and organizations that have shown significant involvement in community service. This award provides support for a project that addresses a community's need. Three awards of $2,500 are given each year. Where Robinson and Appel Award is about funding an upcoming project, the Maribel Garcia Award is about recognizing a past or ongoing effort. This year, the deadlines for applications for both awards are Friday, March 11th of 2022. Applications open at the start of the term in January. Finally, the Serve in Place Fund supports students who are spending winter or summer break participating in any type of community-based research activities or community-engaged learning that addresses a specific community interest, problem, or public concern. These grants are also reviewed by a student panel with special consideration given to projects that directly benefit predominantly Black, Indigenous, and or other marginalized groups. The winter break application is open through November 9th. As a member of the Community Partnership Funding Board, I've gained so many valuable opportunities, not only to engage with my community, but to realize I'm part of something bigger. My favorite grant that I've worked with personally would be with the Ballet and Books Initiative, which is teaching students who are, it combines obviously education and ballet classes for students to catch up who don't necessarily have the opportunity to catch up on their reading levels throughout. This program has been implemented throughout Ithaca and has recently opened chapters in both New Jersey and Florida. We're actually able to see a giant mural picture of it on the third floor next to the David and Imhord Center, and that's been really, really fun to engage with. We've engaged with everything from gun violence to teaching children ballet to working with the Ithaca Free Clinic to working with imprisoned juveniles in the Ithaca community.
So the students have all mentioned that our offices are up on the third floor of Kennedy in this building. We're in what's called the Engaged Hub. There are six other units that are in that hub as well that all have a community engaged component to their work. And we often collaborate with those other units and help students get connected to the community engaged experience that's most appropriate and most of interest to them. So if you have a student on campus who's interested in community engagement, I would encourage you to send them our way and help connect them with us to explore what their interests are. I'll mention a couple of ways that they can get involved or get connected to us as well. So we also work with student organizations that are interested in doing service and may need some extra support, either finding a community partner or managing the partner relationship or thinking about ideas for a community partner. So Greek organizations, student organizations, residence halls are also opportunities for them to get involved and be connected with our work kind of indirectly. We have several opportunities in the beginning of each semester for students to explore different opportunities within our center. So you may have heard of Club Fest, which is a large event that happens at the start of each semester where all of our programs are represented and students can get a little snapshot and then kind of understand the structure to be able to think about if that's the right fit for them. And then we're also always present in events like this, like orientation, family weekend, any place where we can touch students as they're thinking about ways to get involved. But then they can always come up to our office as well. We typically have about 5,000 to 7,000 students that participate in our programs over the course of a year. Our goal is in the merger of our two centers to provide a footprint where every Cornell student has a community engaged experience before they leave, as community engagement is really at the heart and center of the ethos of the institution. That's kind of a brief overview of our programs. I'm sure you have questions about specific ones or how you might get involved, and we'd love to open the floor for you to ask any questions that you might have.
So I can see a couple of things where my student would be interested.
stuff to say.
Are there work study positions at the free clinic?
There have been. I don't know if there are any currently. A student can go into the student employment portal and see any open positions. And can kind of explore all the different options. They typically open, most positions open at the beginning of the semester, like the first 3 to 4 weeks of the semester. And then we try to finish hiring by about the midpoint of the semester, and then it will start again for the next semester on that same cycle. We do offer summer work study positions as well, so students can stay here during the summer and work full time at an organization using their work study dollars as well. Yeah.
I'm going to follow up on your question. So I think one of the things she asked was, where do you find these positions? Is that found in Handshake, for example? And then my question is, if you have a student who is not going to have a car on the campus, and you know, over the 4 years, that's generally not, you know, in the plan.
Yep.
Yeah, so I can answer both questions. As to your first question of where to find these opportunities, two different ways. So if you Google Student Jobs Cornell, it lists all the current jobs that are currently available, and then specifically for community work study, within a job posting, it'll say like work study accepted or like community work study preferred or something like that. And so you can kind of identify which ones are community work study. The other option is if you either email Nicole McPherson or go up to our office, we have a running list of all of the current opportunities that are available. And the other thing with community work study programs, community work study jobs, and also other local Ithaca volunteer opportunities, is when we work with these community partners, we ask them to provide like bus routes of like, if you don't have a car, how do you get there? Which buses do you think you should take to get to those locations? If you don't have a car, we try to make sure that, so I will admit some opportunities are a little more difficult to get to if you don't have a car, but if there is at all any bus routes that are available, we try to make that known to the students so they can access it by bus. And all first year students at Cornell have a free bus pass.
Speaking from personal experience, I had the opportunity to intern for the Community Foundation of Tompkins County, where I was able to take the bus into downtown every day. I was easily able to access it by foot. A lot of the community organizations are very flexible with that and making sure that you get to places on time. They're flexible with scheduling, and it's a great opportunity if your student has the chance to do it.
I would also mention that we have some virtual opportunities. COVID has taught us a lot about the ability to apply these funds to virtual opportunities, and those are, they're growing in number, and we're continuing to find ways to engage positions that can be done virtually.
I did mine in 300 Kennedy. I worked with the Cornell Prison Education Program with work study, and they were just on the third floor in the back. So there's also like, you know, opportunities that are right on campus. I don't have a car. I don't know how to drive, full disclosure, I'm from the city. So it's definitely doable. And
yeah, we do have a lot of positions in our office that are work study funded as well.
Is that like Handshake, or you just
For student jobs, there's a separate, Cornell has a website that they just put student jobs specifically for. It's not necessarily through Handshake, it's just through like Cornell student job website.
So if you just Google
Yeah. Yeah, we have different funding mechanisms for students to engage in either hands-on work through like a serve-in-place program, or working with an organization to do research. And then we also have community engaged courses that touch lots of different topic areas as well. On our website, you'll see all the different courses that are tagged as community engaged. And I would guess we have more than 250 that some of them are working with elderly populations as well. We also have a student organization called Cornell Elderly Partnership that might be of interest as well. Yeah. Of course. And you can find these all on our website too. They will each have their own website that has more detailed information.
Also for students, for any students in the room, if you want to find any of these organizations, they're all on campus groups, and on all of their campus groups' websites, they have all of their emails and the e-board members. You can easily reach out and email if you're interested in any of the organizations. Pardon? Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's NJM96. Up there in the corner. Yeah. Yes. I don't know the actual jobs that are posted right at this minute, but you can certainly look through those, and there are always positions that kind of span lots of different topic areas. So I would just recommend looking at that list and kind of seeing what you think is most applicable. Do you have any more to add to that, any of you?
The job listings are very comprehensive. I know, as someone who is always trying to make money on campus as a college student, and the employers will put, whether or not it's out of the Community Engage Center or just general campus jobs. So for example, if your student would like to work at a dining hall, those jobs are also posted there, and it gives a very good rundown of what's expected in a, you know, as a comprehensive job description would. So I think it would be a good idea for your student to take a look at all the jobs that are listed there and then read the descriptions carefully. And they also always have a point of contact. So if you're looking at something that strikes you as related to psychology, it would be a good idea for your student to reach out to that point of contact and ask, you know, would this align with the things that I'm interested in? And I think that shows interest to the employer as well, that, you know, this student is very interested. So yeah, I think it's it's the one that we've been saying. I think it's student employment. It really just, it's kind of like an Indeed or LinkedIn, where there's all the jobs that are available on campus posted. And so you would just have to look at the description. It'll say like student dining worker, and you'd click it, and then you'd read the description. It tells you how much you're going to be paid, where you're going to be located. If it in
yes.
For work-study positions, we don't typically have students working over winter break. Sometimes they have positions that the community organization has additional work that they would like a student to do over winter break, and if they're available to do it, it's kind of on an ad hoc basis. We try not to encourage students to work over winter break, to truly take a winter break. But if it works out between the community partner and the student, we have at times kept students on the payroll during that time period. Yep. Yeah.
I'm sorry, we came in a little late. When you just posted the slide with the organizations,
yeah.
Opportunities that you have to get interviewed and apply for, or is it
Yeah, the students can talk about this in specifics, but they're not, I wouldn't say they're competitive. There are programs where we need to ensure that a student that is going to be tutoring with small children is, you know, in the right mind space to tutor with a small kid, and that they're interested in doing that. And so we do have some intake processes for some of our programs, but they're like anybody can join one of these programs.
Yeah, I can speak a little more about that. So yeah, I would agree that I've been in both, you know, very competitive rounds and very non-competitive rounds, and I would say that's an exactly correct. We strike a balance between, you know, for general members, for example, if you wanted to be a general member of Cornell Votes, et cetera, like, you could just join, because what binds students together is their, you know, passion for voting rights and talking to students about voting, right? In order to join executive board, so that's more of the leadership positions, there's often an application program process. So for TIP, we do have, you know, we accept applications, and they're pretty comprehensive, and then we also have interviews with all the applicants, and we give everyone an interview. You know, some groups on campus will cut you after a resume round. We absolutely do not do that. But just as Krista said, like, it's not competitive in the way that we want to cut you for, you know, low acceptance numbers, but rather we really want to make sure that you're committed to our program and that you aren't just doing an executive board position to boost your resume, but rather to really be serving the community. And so I would say in that sense, you know, even with CPFB, there's an application process, and it really is to just know that you have a time commitment capacity and that you're committed to the program. But I think we are always very open to working with students to, you know, and I would say it also is a good opportunity for students to go through those application rounds, just so that they can get feedback from older students on, oh, your resume doesn't demonstrate your knowledge as much as it comes through in your interview. Why don't you include that more? Just kind of have that feedback as well. So it's a great opportunity. I would not say it's competitive or stressful at all. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can usually find, so students can go to the, so for any of the programs, like was mentioned before, there's a campus group page. So your student should know what the campus group is, but if they don't, that's okay too. But there's a website for each of these. So for example, TIP has a website. It's linked to our campus groups, and I'm pretty sure that most organizations will put their application materials on campus groups. Your student can also follow any of these organizations on social media. They'll post, oh, like, we're recruiting for members on our Instagram, something like that. And they will often be linked to application process.
You can also go to our website, and there'll be a pathway to get there. So if you go on our website, you'll see student programs. And then if you click on that, it'll give you the list of all the student programs, and you can drill into each one's webpage from there, too. Any other questions? Yeah. Yeah, it's not a difficult organization to join. They do a lot of awareness raising about hunger, both in the local community and more broadly. They partner with a number of faculty that are working on this issue as well, and then they also work with a number of the local hunger relief organizations to support their efforts. Big Red Buddies is a program that works with like pre-K age children to do early literacy learning. We do have a Big Brothers Big Sisters on campus, but it's not through our office. So they can find it through the campus groups portal and join through that organization. We're happy to stick around and answer questions that you have as well, if you have more specific questions. But we thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope to see your students in our office soon. Thanks.